White. Preston, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. May 2nd, 1892. Dear son Willie, we received your telegram this day about 11 a.m. You may be surprised at our telegram to you. I have been very bad since you left. Gave up all electric baths, for I could not endure them. I lost the use of my hands to a large degree. They were so weak and trembling. I feared I should never gain strength. But I am now better, about as when you left me, although I cannot bear taxation of any kind. The first few days of rain, which we considered very light, dampened the plastering in all four rooms on that side. Our brethren felt greatly alarmed. Brother Fulkhead was going to have me go at once to Adelaide, but I could not do this, for I am very helpless and suffer much. He would have had the whole family move there at once, and our brethren offered to see us settled there. They feel deeply over my condition, but there was a great deal to be considered, and we decided to do nothing till you come, and we counsel together. To remain here in my present state through the winter, our brethren would not hear of, for they said we were in for a wet, disagreeable winter. I finally gave my consent for Brother Fulkhead to telegraph. Now I shall wait for you to come. We have had cloudy, rainy weather for 1 week. It rained yesterday, all last night, and is just showing some appearance of clearing off. Yesterday and today I have ventured to write a little, for I feel more comfortable to keep in one position. Brother Wilson took his wife and little boy, and Marion Davis and me, to ride after his horse in my phaeton. He went farther than we expected. This was last Wednesday. It had a very bad effect on me, and I have had to hobble around in a wretched style, and have suffered sitting or standing or lying. But I am some better now. Emily is just going, so I must stop. Mother, I thought we might not move our things, but take some of Brother Curtis's things, and save moving until we know that Adelaide is the place for me. He has a cow and a horse. I cannot go there unless it is made easy for me to go, and easy after I get there. We have spoken by letter to Brother Curtis in regard to this matter. All these things perplexed me. I am glad we shall see you soon and counsel together. All say I must not stay here, but I hate to leave this place. I am pleased with house and yard and location. Mr. Scott has been painting the house. He does not want us to leave. Mother,